Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I thank you so much for listening in. I hope you guys enjoyed last night. I did. I do my monthly music roundup. All of our past guests, I like to play their music and sit back and enjoy it, and I love doing it. And on tonight, we're getting another song to throw into the mix for next month. So tonight we have a great guest, singer, songwriter, musician, instrumentalist, I should say. I shouldn't even say musician. Chrissy Poland, and we're going to play her new song, Down With Me, tonight. And it's really, really good. And I don't know if you joined me last night, but we get some great music here. My God, really great stuff. I love it. I love it. And now with this new system that I have here, I'm finding out better ways to get better quality over to you guys. So if you could just bear with me, that's great. I appreciate it. So while we wait for Chrissy to give us a call, I am going to say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWB Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org, for Pete's Sake, Cloys and Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC, The Observer Newspaper, Kearney, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate you being part of the show. And we've got a really, really great month coming up for you guys as well. While we wait for Chrissy, let's see what we have here. I think I'm going to take a break this week. I think I need one. Anyway, we've got, oh my God, the fabulous Melba Moore will be with us on March 7th. And then we've got Artie Hoffman, my buddy who's a psychic, and he's going to be doing some free readings. And we've got Martha Bolton coming on. She is behind the book about Bob Hope. That's going to be great. Jerry Jewell from the Facts of Life, comedian Jerry Jewell. Steve Boone from the Love and Spoonful. We're hoping he's touring right now, so we're trying to catch him in between tours, so we're hoping we get him on. And we've got some really great people coming up towards the end of the month. I have a feeling that Chrissy is trying to reach me because she should have called in. So let me just do a quick round here, guys. Let's see if she's trying to reach me. What is she saying here, guys? Bear with me. Hold on. Okay. Oh, great. Anyway, guys, we're having trouble. She might have called in too early. She might have called in too early, so because I'm not there until 7 o'clock. So let me just send the number over. Here we go, guys. Sorry, I can't talk and type at the same time. Forgive me for that. So we'll wait for Chrissy to give us a call. I hope everybody had a great weekend because, God, here we go again. And we've got the start of a new month, March. March, let's hope it comes in like a lion and leaves like a lamb, or however you prefer it. I know Applause Radio Show is coming in as a lion and is going to leave as a lion. So, yeah, we're coming back with a vengeance. And We got a great Mother's Day lined up. Oh my, oh my, oh my. So again, last night, I hope you guys enjoyed the show because we had a great time. Well, I had a great time, and I hope whoever was listening had a great time. And when I do those shows, feel free to call in. Tell us what you think about the music, and we do play a variety of music. We play a bunch of different stuff. So let me grab her number. I'm probably going to have to call her because she's not calling. So let me just write it down, folks. Sorry about that. And again, I hope you had a great weekend. And it was today was a little crappy, but you know what? It's the kind of weather where it rains on a sunny day, on a Sunday, and you're just chilling, and it's pretty cool to just get, if you have that opportunity to just relax, you know? So it's nice to just listen to the rain falling down, and I don't know about you guys, too. The weather, to me, does feel like it's starting to change, and I'm hoping so. So I'm going to try and call her. And while we do that, I'm going to try and talk to you at the same time. So bear with me and see if we get her on the phone. And let's see what we got here. All right. Let's see. Let's see. Here we go. Hang on, folks. Here we go. We're trying. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying to call her now. Every time you hear those pings, that's an email coming in from her telling me she can't. No, I'm calling her now, and she's not calling me. So, hello? Hello, Chrissy? Oh, come on. Really? Let's see what we got going on here. Bear with me, folks. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I'm trying to get connection here with Chrissy Poland. So we will try one more time. And let's see if we get this to work. Let's see. I truly, truly apologize, folks, for this. So let's see. Dial that. And let's see if we get her connected here. Here we go. I feel like I'm calling to find the $1 million winner. But we have nothing to give away today. I mean, I got things to give away if you guys call in. We've got things to give away. So give us a shout. Give us a shout. I don't know why. I'm very confused here. Why? Hello? Hello? Chrissy? Hello? Sorry, guys. I am trying my best to get this to happen. I don't understand what the issue is. I don't know, but I'm trying. Sure, I have the right number. I'm pretty sure I do, but let's see. Let's see. Yeah, I got the right number. Chrissy, please call in. 646-478-0999. If you're listening, I'm going to try you again. I will try again. Let's see if we get a connection. Try again. Hello, hello. Here we go, folks.
Hello.
Hey, Chrissy. How are you? Joanne over at Applause Radio Show. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We were trying to get in touch with you.
I was calling. I think our lines were crossed.
I don't know. I never had a problem before with the line saying it was busy, but it doesn't matter. We're here now, so that's great. So how was your weekend?
Good. It was pretty chill, you know, got outside a little bit, got some work done, got a lot of cooking done. It's all good. How about yours?
Yeah, trying to relax. Yeah, I don't know the meaning of the word, but I was saying today was a perfect day to. Today is a perfect day to do it with the rain. You know, I love those days where you could do that, but unfortunately, it just never seems to happen. So, but anyway,
sure.
I wanted to tell you I love the new song. I really do. And
thank you.
And now, is that off of a full album or an EP or?
No, this is just a single all by itself. I'm releasing, my next release will be an EP of 5 songs, but this is just a standalone single by itself.
Wow, wow. And it's really good. It's called Down With Me, folks, by the way, and it's really good. I think in the promo I played a little bit of it. And did you like the promo? You said you did.
Yes, that was so awesome. It was fantastic
to
see, and I love the pictures you pulled, too.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you liked it. So now I saw here that you worked with Nile Rodgers. What are you guys working on together?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So he got in touch with me. He had a studio session that he wanted me to hire. He wanted to hire me for. We have a lot of mutual friends. I have some friends that are in his current version of his band, Chic, right now. He called me up and asked me to come up to the studio in Westport. He had a track that he needed some vocals on. So I went up there and we got together. We did the track. We hung out. He shared some stories. We shared a meal together. It was so great. I've been a fan of his my whole life. So it was very cool to get to be in his space and work with him. And
oh, absolutely.
He's so wonderful.
You must have been thrilled. I could only imagine because he's a phenomenal musician. I mean, my God. Well, I've seen him live a couple of times, and every time I've seen him, he just blows me away, and he's just fabulous. He really is. And still doing it, still doing it. And you know what
I
saw, too? You were a harlette. Now, you were not original harlette back in the day.
No.
You were too young for that.
I wasn't around yet. But when I was growing up, I was a kid, you know, in the 90s when, like, Wind Beneath My Wings, or maybe it was a little bit later, that other one that was God is Watching Us. That one was on the radio. And I loved Bette Midler so much. She was such a classic showgirl and a Broadway workhorse and such an amazing actress and a musician. And so, you know, it's one of those moments of, like, my past meeting my present. I'm singing into my hairbrush to Bette Midler songs when I'm 12, and then all of a sudden I'm in a rehearsal room with her getting ready to do a tour. It was pretty incredible.
I know. I can only imagine that, too. But I remember the heart when she was doing a Divine Miss M tour many, many years ago when cable just had come out. HBO had come out, and they were doing her show, and it was so good. I'll never forget the, hurry on down to my house, baby, and nobody home with me. Nah, nah, nah. Did you do those when you were a harlot, or did she do
that? We didn't do that one. No, I love that one. We didn't do that one. We did. She had just released a record called For the Girls, and it was a record that was a tribute to all the girl groups from the 60s. So it was of those songs that we were doing.
Fun. Cool. Now you've worked with some amazing folks. How did you get into the industry? When did you realize you were a professional musician? And I mean, because you play just about every instrument as well.
Yeah, I play a handful. You know, as a kid, I always knew that singing and songwriting was something I was always doing from the time I was pretty little. You know, and I just loved being creative. And then when I moved to New York, when I was about 20 years old, I would just go out at night and find any place where there was live music. I would go in and I would ask the band if I could sit in and sing. Just so I could start to meet people and start to make a name for myself. And from doing that, I started to cut my teeth in those clubs and learn a lot of material, networking, meeting people. And I could trace every, you know, big break and big experience I've had back to just showing up to these places, sitting in and meeting people and letting them know what I can do.
Now, when you toured with Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Mark Combe, were you doing background vocals or did you open for them?
I was opening for them. So I did a couple of tours with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That was such a blast.
I
love those guys.
Chrissy, did you know who they were before they toured?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, you know, even though I'm a child of the 90s, I'm a student of the music of the 60s and 70s.
Right.
That's always been my favorite stuff. Even when I was in high school, like I would be blasting Simon and Garfunkel records in like high school in 1996.
Right, here comes that weird girl.
Totally. Uh-huh, totally. But yeah, you know, I love Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I always loved, you know, funk and jazz and R&B and music that had a lot of horns and rhythm section and stuff. So I was very excited to work with them. And it was a blast. I would open, I would do a, you know, a half an hour set of myself. I just play piano, play keys and sing and get to open the show and come out and sing a couple songs with them on their set. And with Mark, I've sung background for him a couple of times, but I did get to open a couple of shows for him, which was a blast too, because he's a, you know, he's always been sort of an inspiration to me as a soulful singer-songwriter, piano-based writing, a little guitar. And he's a lovely human being. You know, he came up in New York as a background singer and as a session singer, so he knows all of the musicians in New York and really treats everybody as a peer. You know, he's awesome.
Yeah, I love his voice too. Walking in Memphis is one of my favorites of his. But and now
so
you also
good.
you also what did duets with Michael Bolton as well, right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah. So when the pandemic hit, I was in the middle of a huge tour singing duets with Michael. Yeah, and I had already toured with him for a little over a year at that point, and we were all out on the West Coast, and we were hearing about this virus. It was just seeming like it was getting more, you know, into the U.S. And this was right at the end of February. And then I had a big show I was working on at the Beacon Theater in New York City that first week in March after I had wrapped up the Michael Bolton tour. And the day we had our show on March, I want to say it was March 12th. It was like the next day that like the whole world shut down the next day in America.
Sounds about right, March 12th. Wow, that sucks. So now when you when you go back, when life goes back to normal, will that tour continue or will they reset the date to begin again? Or what's the status on that?
Yeah, I'm guessing, you know, it's so hard to say because, you know, in the like for somebody like Michael who's playing in, you know, theaters that might hold 2,000 or 3,000 people, it's so hard for the promoters to, these shows plan, you know, 8-9 months in advance. So it's so hard for the promoters to know, like, okay, like we'll be good to plan this tour for the fall. Even at this point, you know, they're hopeful, but they don't want to bank on it yet because it's still too soon to say how it's all going to go, really.
Right.
So it's all really up in the air. As far as the stuff with Michael right now, it's all up in the air. I know his team is working very hard and trying to get his dates rescheduled and stay committed to it, you know, and they want to be careful because they don't want to preemptively reschedule too soon. And then, you know, the guidelines are, oh, we're not ready to have 2,000 people in a theater yet. So they're being cautious. They're trying to figure it out. But I'm sure when the time is right, you know, we'll all be all back out there doing what we've always done again.
Right. And you're originally from Massachusetts? Where in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I'm originally from Massachusetts. I grew up in a small town called Marshfield. It's on the South Shore. It's about 45 minutes south of Boston. I went to college in Boston, and then I moved right to New York City, and my whole career has been based out of New York.
I was going to say, what did your parents say when you said, Mom, I'm going to New York, I'm going to be a star?
You know, I was telling them even at like 12, 13, 14, I was always so drawn, anytime I would see New York in a movie or on TV, I was so drawn to everything, every possible thing about it, from the buildings to the music, the grit, the hustle, all of it. I knew that's where I needed to be. And I think they expected it because I had been saying it for so long since I was a kid.
Right. And if you weren't a musician, what do you think you'd be doing other than, I mean, you've been doing it so long, it's hard to say, right?
Yeah. You know, there's so many, I do have a lot of other loves and interests and they have morphed over the years, but I truly love creating with food. So I can see myself having, you know, maybe open my own cafe. I love creating recipes, creating drinks. I love doing that kind of stuff. I also love, you know, anything kind of like, I always wanted to be like an archaeologist or like an oceanographer when I was a kid. Anything kind of like a nature-based science career, you know, I loved all that kind of stuff too. So
I wanted
next
to be
lifetime,
an archaeologist too. It's so funny you say that. When I would think I was about 12.
I feel
12,
like a lot of us
do. Archaeologist.
Yeah.
I'm just so fascinated with the past, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
That went
totally.
That fell to the wayside. So now on the new music you're doing, especially Down With Me, since we're going to hear that tonight, anyone special that worked on the track with you or?
Yeah. So I worked on that track with an amazing producer, a longtime friend of mine named Greg Mayo, who is a New York musician. He and I came up playing gigs together. We were in bands together. You know, played our solo music with each other, and he's turned into an incredible producer and a writer as well. So when I had the song finished, I went to him and I said, like, hey, you know, can we produce this song with me? And we pulled in our dear friend Josh Dion, who is an incredible drummer and a writer and a musician who has kind of exploded in the past few years as a musician in his own right. He came in to play drums, and Greg played all the guitars and bass and keyboards and production. I did all the vocal arrangement. And it was just the three of us that made the track.
Wow. And so right now, Down With Me is the only one available. And then when will the other ones be available, or the EP or singles? And
So Down With Me is its own little universe. And then the next release I will have probably be, you'll see the first single for that coming out probably more towards the end of May. That EP is called Destination Home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll have a couple of singles of that throughout the summer, and then the full EP will probably be available as we approach the fall.
Nice. So you're busy, busy. You're a busy girl.
Yeah.
And speaking of the drums, I'm very partial to drums and bass, so that's why I think Down With Me is so resonating with me, because I'm digging the drums in there. So, you know,
oh, awesome.
And of course your voice, but
thank you.
You know, well, speaking of the song, let's give it a spin. This is Down With Me by Chrissy Poland. Check it out. You're going to love it. Great. Love it.
Thank you.
So catchy. It's really cool. It's really good.
I
wish you all the best with it. It sounds great. It sounds so right now. That's your favorite song. That's your favorite song right now.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of the stuff, what is it in the same vein? A little more ballady, or what do we got coming up on the rest of the stuff?
Yeah, so the new EP, it's going to be a little bit more chill. There is a couple of like kind of more groovy songs like that one that are just kind of real rhythm based. There's a cover, a Paul Simon cover on there. There's a couple of chill songs. I wrote sort of a little bit of a lullaby for my little daughter. And some more kind of introspective singer-songwriter vibe songs that I wrote when I was on the road, sort of away from home, which is why I called the EP Destination Home.
Very cool. Now, Down With Me, I wanted to ask, is that from experience or just something that came to you? The story.
Yeah,
line.
Definitely. You know, I've been describing it as sort of like a love letter to any artist who's hustling their own material or their own art out there. Because that's really the message of the song. It's really about giving you a bird's eye view from the artist's perspective. Whether or not you hear the story from all of us who are artists, or whether or not we all talk about it, we all experience the same feeling that I sort of talk about in the song, which is you know, we have to put out sort of a certain persona and present the product and kind of be into the business side of things if you want to be, you know, competitive and have your voice heard. And that's
right.
The whole idea of, you know, will you be down with me? Like, will you buy my product? Will you stream my song? Will you watch my video? Like, this is
right.
What I'm presenting to you. But there's always a conflict because as an artist, your nature is to just create and to not be so much in the peddling and in the business. And this is the
right.
way that the music industry works now. Yeah, like
mm-hmm.
back in the day, you know, you would have business people dealing with all of that stuff.
Right.
And you would just be creating your music. But you have to be both people now. And it's
right.
it can be really conflicting to try to, you know, do both sides.
Right, right. But there's so many more opportunities out there now, too, where in the past, if you were a singer-songwriter to get it out there, like you said, you wouldn't be doing it because somebody
yes.
else would be doing the footwork, and there was a lot of footwork involved. Now it's just go to the computer,
yeah.
do, and there you go, you know.
yeah, yeah. So
no,
now you
no,
really have to, like, it's up to you. It's the Wild Wild West.
exactly, exactly. That's exactly what it is because it's right there.
Yeah.
You just got to take the time to sit and do it, and no snail mail. It's all right in front of you. So
totally,
you know, that much,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot to do, but it's not a lot to do in comparison to the way it used to be. So, in my opinion,
yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion. But,
yeah.
So now,
yeah, no,
right. you your other CDs, and because I don't know, I wasn't hearing the jazz so much. I definitely heard your soul and bluesy in there, and more pop.
Mm-hmm.
I love the pop side of it. I love the pop side of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's the stuff I feel like that has resonated with fans and with audiences of mine the most is, you know, when I have made music that's, you know, kind of like down with me, you know, just kind of fun and something you can nod your head to. I'm going to be making more. I was actually just talking to my friend who produced Down With Me tonight, and we're going to be making another, we're going to make like a 3-song EP, very similar in the vein of Down With Me. So that will be
nice.
Following my next EP. We're going to have
yeah.
some more of that like kind of poppy stuff coming out.
Cool, cool. Now you
yeah.
recorded this from your home studio, I see, yes?
Yeah, a lot of it from the home studio. So from my friend, my producer friend's home studio, my home studio, which is, you know, great vocal setup. I can do keys and guitar here. And then, you know, once the pandemic hit, just to get everything finished between this song and my next EP, you know, we're all just recording at our homes and sending files to each other and getting it done that way.
Isn't it great? Isn't that amazing that you can
yeah,
do that? I mean,
amazing.
It's not great
it really
because
is.
We want to be together playing, you know, obviously when you're
yeah.
doing a song, you want to be live with the band and everything and laying
yeah.
the track down, you know, and it's amazing that what can be done today. It's like, yeah, you do your part here. You do your part in California.
Mm-hmm.
You do your part over there and then send it right there and we'll all mix it together. And there you go. And look what you get. You get Down With Me. And that's pretty cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's,
it's one of the wonders of technology. It's incredible.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. What program do you use on your when you're recording your studio at home?
Yeah, so when I'm at home, I'm using either Logic or a newer program called Luna. And sometimes when I'm on the road and I just need to bang out a vocal really quick if I'm recording for a TV commercial or writing for a film or a brief or whatever, I'll even use GarageBand because it's a great,
yeah.
great program as well.
Yeah. Now, how do you get your lead to do songs for commercials or whatnot? Because you've had a couple of songs in some shows, I think, right? You've been on a couple of
yeah.
contracts.
I have, yeah. So I've had my own music placed in some television shows, some film. This all comes through companies, licensing companies that I work with either here in the U.S. or abroad. I have a company that I love working with in the U.K. Actually just signed a publishing deal with their sister company named Osterio. So I'm doing more work with them over there in the U.K. and Europe as far as placing my stuff in film and TV and writing for other artists as well.
So you're doing all that. You're doing all that footwork, contacting these people and
yeah.
pitching the music.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, a lot of the relationships are relationships I've had for a very long time. So, the companies that I work for, that I've kind of partnering with in the UK, they actually saw me play live when I was doing a solo tour like 8 years ago and liked what they heard. And we've sort of been building a relationship for years where every time I put out new music, I send it to them. They pitch it for licensing for movies or commercials, and we've had some success. So we just keep growing our relationship over time.
Nice, nice. And like you said, the more people you work with, the more you network and you get yourself out there. That's great. That's great. Have you ever had any of your stuff played on mainstream radio?
I don't know mainstream radio. Like, if you mean the top pop stations, I don't, not that I would know of. I think, I've been spun on FUV in New York, sort of more like AAA stuff, would be the maybe some of the bigger stuff. Q104.3 in New York. There's been some Boston radio stations that have played my stuff.
Yeah, Down With Me, I can hear on the radio. That's what I'm saying.
I think so. It has more of a poppy radio vibe.
Yep. So there you go. You got to start doing that now, reaching out to the program directors
totally.
And saying, yeah, put me on.
For sure. Absolutely.
I'm only kidding. But yes, that's it.
No, it's true.
You're going to be doing that. I know. But it's great. So
totally,
when was the song released?
The song was released on January 29th, and then the video came out 2 weeks after that. So you can see the video for it on my YouTube channel. A friend of mine who's a great videographer, director, choreographer, he kind of spearheaded that project. It's me, him, and three other people that are sort of dancing, and a lot of movement, all shot in four different locations, all shot on iPhone, all shot completely separately because of the pandemic, and all edited together.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
So it was
I gotta check it out. I gotta check it out now.
Too.
Cool. So, and what else can folks find on your YouTube channel?
Well, I have a lot of in studio videos. So I love to go into the studio and record something live, whether it's a cover or my own song. So I've done a series of. Just a series of covers, so you'll just see me, I'll turn the camera on, I'll step to the mic, and I'll sing, a Michael Jackson song or a Prince song live, just for in-studio performances. And then I have a lot of acoustic versions of my own songs, so instead of all the production, you'll just see me, maybe playing keyboards or playing drums and singing a stripped-down version of one of my songs. That's all on my YouTube channel as well.
Oh, cool. And that is Chrissy Poland, just Chrissy Poland on YouTube, yeah? Or to go by something else.
Yep.
Cool. What about a website? Where can folks get some of your past music if they wanted to download it? Or do you have a website? I'm sure you do.
Yes. It's just my name. It's ChrissyPoland.com. And there's links on there to all the social media sites, including my Bandcamp site. And my Bandcamp site is a place where you can go to download if you wanted digital copies of anything. And you can even order albums. Most of my albums are available, physical copies. People still, will occasionally just purchase online, and I'll send a CD out in the mail, which is nice. I think for the new EP too, I'll be making vinyl copies for people who want to order records.
Oh, cool. And you mentioned before that you wrote for other artists. Any artists that we would know, popular artists?
I've done pitches for a lot of popular artists. So I've gotten into the studios and been able to write songs with other producers to be pitched for Alicia Keys and Demi Lovato. I recently did a handful of stuff for Demi Lovato. I know that the songs got to the artist to listen to. I haven't had any major cuts on any big pop star records, but I have written for people in the UK that are more kind of like dance and R&B based. I've had vocal features on albums of theirs. But yeah, it's sort of that's the sort of work that's you show up, you do the work, you throw it out there. And, if you get one in 1,000 of those opportunities, if you get one of them, you're winning. It's so competitive. So I just keep showing up and throwing my best work out.
Right. Well, that's all we can do, right? You throw it to the wall till it sticks.
Yeah.
Throw it to the wall till it sticks,
Totally.
So now with the pandemic, this is another stupid question. Obviously, you're writing. What are you doing during the pandemic? You're doing the Facebook Lives, the YouTube Lives. You're doing the writing, obviously.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, a lot of writing. Some I was doing more live online stuff at the beginning of the pandemic, and then I really got into like studio mode, writing mode. I've been hired to do a lot of studio projects for other people, so just people sending me projects that need vocals. A lot of that stuff coming in. For a long time, when I was on the touring a lot on the road, people would ask me if I offered voice lessons or songwriting lessons or piano lessons, and I never could really create a schedule because I was so all over the place with traveling and with my own music. But since this happened, I was more grounded. I've been able to kind of create a little online student platform. So I have a small roster of vocal students, a couple of songwriting students that I do once or twice a week. And that's actually been really fun because I love teaching and I love passing knowledge on. So that's actually been really, really nice to be able to do that.
Cool. You mentioned your
Yeah.
daughter before. What are the favorite songs that you guys sing together, you and your daughter?
Oh my God, she is such a little musical person. She
How
really,
old is she?
she's two.
Oh, okay.
And she really gets it. And as a musician, looking at her and watching her, things click with her. It's like I can really see how it makes sense to her the way it always made sense to me. Which is so, it's just wild to watch. So I have a playlist that I've been playing for her for over a year, and it's all music I love, everything from the 60s, through present day. It all styles, just a huge array of music. And she has latched on to so much of it, and she'll sing me Chaka Khan songs and Steely Dan songs and Joni Mitchell songs and Paul Simon. She requests, I want to hear James Taylor today. She'll just ask for it, and it's pretty amazing to watch.
Oh.
So it runs the gamut. And then of course, she loves
Cool.
Elmo and Dora too.
Well, you gotta throw that in the mix. Come on.
For sure. Totally.
Cute, cute. Well,
Yeah.
let's say the world opens up next week. Where's Chrissy Poland?
Well, let me see. Find me the nearest stage, man, because I really miss a live stage and a live audience. That is the thing that's hurting my heart the most. And most of my musician friends that I've come up with, that's the thing that we're all the artists that are so accustomed to playing live, like that's the part that we're hurting about the most because it really does feed our soul and we're so used to it and having that have just been gone for so long. It will be an amazing thing when we're all back on stage playing again. But that first time I get, on stage with a big audience with a microphone in my hand, I expect a lot of emotion welling up.
Oh God, I think everybody's gonna have it, even in the audience,
Yes.
no
Absolutely. I
matter
agree.
who it is, no matter who it is, or
Yep.
the artists, the fans, everybody. It's just gonna be a
Yeah.
phenomenal event when it does happen. So, well,
I
Chrissy,
agree, yeah.
I thank you, so much for coming on,
Thank
and I
you.
love the song. I'll play it next month on my monthly music recap too. I do that once a
Oh,
month at the
thank
end of
you,
the month,
Joanne.
so I said I can't wait to add this to my mix when I play those songs for the month. So, is there anything you'd like to let everybody know about, maybe something that I didn't bring up in regard to contacting you, or anything else you have to offer your listeners and fans?
Well, you've given so much information. I so appreciate that. Anyone can reach me through my website or my social medias. I'm pretty good with responding to messages. If anybody is interested in anything or has a question or wants any music, you can always reach me through Facebook or Instagram or my website. And I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to chat with you tonight. Thank you so much for having me on and playing the
Oh, thank
music.
you. No, thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure, and I love hearing new music. And that's chrissypoland.com. It's Chrissi, folks. Not a Y.
Yeah.
Chri, blah, 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 blah. Sorry. Chrissipoland.com. Like the country, right, Chris?
Yeah, the country or the
Like the
water.
country. Yep. Like, oh, yeah, we could have said the water. Yep. And like the water. I didn't even think of that. Well, everybody, thank you so much, Chrissy Poland, for joining us. I hope you guys enjoyed her song, Down With Me. We'll close out with it tonight, and you guys can enjoy it again and then catch it again at the end of the month in March when we do our monthly music roundup. Chrissy, thank you so much. I wish you all the best of luck. It was a pleasure hanging out with you.
Thank you, Joanne. Likewise, you have a great evening.
You too. Take care, hon. It was great talking to you. Take
Okay.
care. Bye-bye.
Thank
Good
you.
luck.
Bye.
Good luck. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, that nice little catchy sound, right? And definitely something that sticks in your head. It's still in mine. Are you down with me? They all stick in my head. Like I said, we get some great, great music on the show. If you guys have missed, that's why I do the monthly recap in case you happen to miss a show that we've had on. So, again, thank you again, Chris Poland, for joining. And if you're going to go check her out, go to her in YouTube and her website. That's Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-I, no Y, C-H-R-I-S-S-I, ChrissyPoland.com, or on Facebook, Chrissy Poland, or Instagram. It's all, that's her handle for everything. Do you call it a handle? I don't know what you call it. A tag? I don't know. I don't know if you call it a handle or not. I have no idea. But yeah, we got a great month coming up in March. I'm hoping to get the calendar up for you guys by next week. I'll be sending that out tonight. So we've got, oh my God, I can't wait. Melba Moore is coming on. I'm beyond ecstatic. Melba Moore, I mean, huge fan. Our buddy Artie Hoffman's going to be back, and you know, he does his Facebook Lives readings, free psychic readings for you guys, and he's also great inspiration. He's more of a, you'll see. If you know Artie, you know what I'm talking about, but you'll see. It's not just telling you, guiding you as to what may be possibly happening in your life, but ways to help you out of it, too. Like, very inspirational as to how to accomplish what your problems may be if you're having problems or if you're dealing with something. So, so we've got some great stuff coming up in March. Again, I hope you guys enjoyed last night, because I do love doing that, the monthly music roundup. And can't wait to do it again the end of March. And I thank you again, Chrissy Poland, for coming on and sharing down with me. And thanks for you guys listening. You could be anywhere, but you're hanging out with me, and that's pretty cool, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks to the sponsors, the Highborn Bistro, Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org, for Pete's Sake, Cloison Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper, Kearney, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. So we'll catch you, it looks like, on Sunday, the 7th of March. This week's going to be a low week. We need to relax a little bit. Let's have everybody sit back. Deep breath. Relax. I'm kidding. All right. Thank you again. Here we go. This is Chrissy Poland, and it is her new song, Down With Me. She's got the video and the song, and check it out. You're going to really like it. Have a good night, everybody. Have a great week. Take care. Enjoy.